As we've seen a number of times already, when a man dies without children, a zika is created between his wife, the Shomeres Yavam, also known as a zikuka, between her and the dead man's brother, the Yavam. And midi oraisa, this is a weak marital connection. However, midi rabbanon, for certain things, we view it as strong as a marriage. And therefore, it's forbidden, just like it's forbidden to marry the sister or other relatives of one's wife, it is also forbidden to marry the sister of one's zakuka, of one's shomeres yavam. Now, since it's only midi rabbanon, if one did go ahead and did kiddushin on the sister of his zakuka, kiddushin is the first stage of a marriage, when you acquire the woman. If he does do kiddushin on Achi Zukukosoi, the sister of his Shomeres Yavam, then it is valid. And if you think about it, once that kiddushin does work, so now the Shomeres Yavam is considered to be an erva to him. The Shomeres Yavam is now the sister of his wife. And therefore, though it is forbidden midrabbanon to do kiddushin on Achi Zukukosoi, if he does so, then he can no longer do yibum on his actual Shomeres Yavam, and he won't do chalitza either, because she is now an erva. Now this mission is going to show us that it's not so simple. Because although that is the case mid-oraisa, mid-rabbanon, since it is forbidden to marry Achi Zukukosoi, we view the Achi Zukukosoi just like we would view the sister of one's wife. And just like if one were to do kiddushin on his wife's sister, it wouldn't work at all. So too, mid-rabbanon, we view it as if the kiddushin did not work at all. And therefore, mid-rabbanon, we view it as if there is still a zika between him and the Shomeres Yavam, because we do not look at her as an erva. So we have this strange situation whereby mid-oraisa, the kiddushin on Achi Zukukosoi worked, and therefore the Shomeres Yavam is now an erva, and so she's exempt from chalitza and yibum, at least from this brother. On the other hand, mid-rabbanon, we view it as if the kiddushin did not work, and therefore the zika between the Yavam and the Shomeres Yavam still remains, and she would require yibum or chalitza from the brother. So begins the Mishnah, Shomeres Yavam shekiddush achiv v'sachosa. If the brother of a Yavam, so that means that there are at least two brothers, and one of the brothers does kiddushin on the sister of his Yavama. So again, mid-oraisa, the marriage works, and he's allowed to continue living with her, because there is no longer a zika. So it's no longer Achi Zukukosoi, because the Shomeres Yavam is now an erva towards him. However, mid-rabbanon, he is not allowed to continue living with her. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omru. In the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, they said, Omrim lo, we tell him, Hamtein, wait. Until your older brother, or your other brother, doesn't make a difference, until the other Yavam does an act, either of Yibum or Chalitza. And then, Cholatz La'ochiv, if indeed his brother did do Chalitza, or a Kanosa, or he did Yibum, so once he has done that, then there is no Zika, even on a Midirabonon level. And at that point, Yichnes Hasishtai, the brother who did Kiddushin on the sister of his Shomeres Yavam, can now marry her fully and live with her. Mesa Yavama, what happens if the Shomeres Yavam died? So again, that also means that there's no longer a Zika, and that even on a Midirabonon level, the woman who he did Kiddushin on is no longer Achi Zukukosoi. And therefore, Yichnes Hasishtai, he can bring his wife into his house and marry her fully. However, Mesi Yavam, if the other Yavam, his brother, dies, so now the only brother who is able to perform Yibum or Chalitza on this Shomeres Yavam is him. And so although mid-oraisa she is an erva towards him, and therefore mid-oraisa she is now totally exempt, and she is free to marry somebody else, mid-rabbanon, we view it as if there is still a Zika there. And so Yotzes Ishtai beget, he needs to divorce his wife with a get, and this is in order to fulfill what there is mid-oraisa, because mid-oraisa there is a marriage over here. So he does need to give a get to fulfill the mid-oraisa, and then ve'eishes achiv v'chalitza, he has to do chalitza with his brother's wife, with the Shomeres Yavam, to fulfill the requirement mid-rabbanon. This is a fascinating Mishnah to see how the framework of d'rabbanon and d'oraisa come together.